Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Gregory Copley. We're talking about the Trump style from Trump 1. Make a lot of noise, be aggressive, be confident, and something else is going on over there behind the curtain. Is that how to describe the Abraham Accords? Because at the time it was a surprise, and yet it came after all that contretemp about moving the embassy.
Absolutely. It was classic Trump. He talks about the things which are not that important to him, or which are can be described as fanciful, and meanwhile acts in complete secrecy to achieve his real intentions. And the Abraham Accords were a classic example of that, and that's why he gained so much respect throughout the Arab world, as well as with the Israeli government, and why people know that when he does something, it's going to be significant. And as we've always said, and we've said it on this program many times, don't necessarily listen to Trump for what he is saying, but watch what he actually does. That's not to say that he or any president is going to be infallible or achieve their objectives all the time, but you've got to watch what he does, not what he says. Unfortunately, we're in a world, particularly in the past few decades in the West, where everything depends on what is said, and nothing is about what you do. It's all about what you say, and the fact that words have consequences and the like. And so we've got into this fairly woke world in which it's all about language and not about substance. Look at the environmentalists in California bemoaning the wildfires and the damage done to Hollywood, but saying, well, hang on, why didn't you look at what your government was doing, not building fire breaks, not taking normal precautions to ensure security against forest fires? But it's all about what is said these days. So We're now returning to an entire world where that woke language and symbology is breaking apart. That's what this watershed moment is all about. We've started to see it build up over recent years, where the whole climate change debate has been moved to a different area of public consciousness. Now people are prepared to talk about nuclear energy. They are prepared to talk about a mix of fuels. We're now seeing that the market is saying, well, yeah, electric cars are neat, and we had them in 1898 and in the early 1900s. But, you know, so what? You want an electric car? Get an electric car. But that doesn't mean you dictate to the market that they can't have other forms of propulsion of their vehicles. That's now becoming accepted. And we're seeing governments around the world backtracking on their climate change agendas. We're seeing them back down on their DEI, diversity and so on, campaigns, so that they're getting back to saying, well, first we need to secure the fact that our company can survive and make a profit and pay its employees and pay its shareholders, and governments need to be accountable and the like. And so I think we're seeing this revolution underway around the world. Now, was this generated by President Trump, or was President Trump merely the man who saw this trend and began responding to it, just as we saw Nigel Farage doing the same thing in the UK and Marine Le Pen in France and the like. So the fact is that there is a global trend, which was a strong reaction to the globalist movement, which was, we've got all this money, we can just spend money, we can print money, we don't have to worry about anything. Now we're coming back to the sense that, okay, money matters, we're running out of it in a meaningful sense, because yes, we can print more money, but if all we're doing is inflating the economy rather than getting back to real value for money, then what's the point of all of this kumbaya stuff?
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, mentioning the Trump style. I want to apply it in specific to what Gregory's already mentioned, Greenland and Panama, a fascination to me because this is the defense of the Americas from adversaries.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right. It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No